So let's sing that. Number 92 in your white books. And I think we have to stand for this because there's some real high notes. And this isn't a song you can really sing sitting well. So 92 white hymnals. Let's sing the grace of Jesus.
Scenery that we get to see throughout the day. And Lord, it's a great reminder of just how great you are.
Yes.
A marvelous creator. And Lord, we thank you, Jesus, for the life that you have given to each and every one of us. And tonight we rely on that life, oh God. We want to live in you tonight, oh God. We want to abide in you and for you to come and abide in us, oh Lord. We ask that you would have your perfect way during this service tonight, oh God. In every song, in every testimony and prayer, as Pastor John brings the word tonight, Lord, we just ask, oh God, that everything would be according to your will. And that we would leave this place differently tonight than the way that we even walked in just a few minutes ago. Lord, we thank you that in you there is power and it's a transformative process. power, oh God. We ask that you would change our hearts, oh God, and renew our minds and remind us that there is a new spirit that is inside of us, oh God. And we ask that our thoughts and our emotions and our words and our actions might come more in alignment with your perfect spirit that's within us, oh God. Sanctify us tonight in a greater way, we pray, Lord. Have your perfect way, each one. God, as the days are winding down for this period, we ask if there's anyone that's even here in this room tonight that has yet to touch you, Lord, or who has yet to allow you to come and touch them. That, Lord, they would not allow you to just pass by and fall on others, but God, we ask that they would ask that you would come and fall on them tonight, oh God. Lord, we just set our attention on you. We set our focus on you. We meditate upon you, Lord. You are a good, good Father. And you know how to give good gifts to your children. And so tonight we come to you with empty hands. And we say, Lord, we love you and we praise you and we worship you. Have your way in us and help us to love you as we ought to love you, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen.
Do it, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh God, hear our prayer. Lord, hear our prayer. Jesus, do it, we pray. Lord Jesus. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Jesus, praise the Lord. Sing that last verse.
Wonderful grace of Jesus, reaching the most
if you would, is going to sing this song, and then you'll have opportunity to share your testimony.
I'm just kind of going to my testimony. But, so it's a song list, I wrote it earlier this year, and the past year for me has been kind of dry. Like, I've been kind of like bummed about things. And the song was written based off the passage of like running the race and striving so that you don't lose your spine of grace. But basically, the first verse is on full running grace, and the second verse is on how Jesus is love, and it encompasses the idea that we love others because Jesus pours out his love on us. The third verse is on intercessionary prayer, on praying for those around us, and that we pray that God can be glorified. The fourth verse has to deal with praising God under all circumstances, whether when in good times and in bad. And so what ties together the whole song is to glorify God. Yes.
Children, and he moved up to Grant Lake, and he just loved camp. He wanted to be around camp that much, and I believe he got a job. I'm not certain exactly what his occupation was, but he moved up here, and he served the Lord where he could. He would work on the staff, And he was very hungry for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And he had been seeking for many years. And as I said, he used to work on the staff whenever he could. I don't remember the details, exactly what his job was, but he was always on the staff. I was just a kid at the time, a young camper. But I knew him. I knew the Smiths. It was Mr. Smith. And as I said, he was seeking the baptism for the longest time. One day he was painting the lodge right out here. And as he was painting, the Lord filled him with the Holy Spirit. Didn't take place in a prayer meeting. Didn't take place in his room. But it happened right outside, right there. And the Lord filled him with the Holy Spirit. Isn't that wonderful? We imagine how it's going to happen, or we hope it's not going to happen this way, or whatever. But the Lord has His way and His means, and He will baptize. Mm-hmm. And I'm thankful for that. And for those who are among us who are seeking the baptism, it's got to be a cry daily. It's not something that we just do in prayer meeting. When you pray, it's got to be a cry in your heart that you feel constantly, and then the Lord will come to you. So I urge you to keep seeking, and the Lord will fill you. It's in His Word, He promised, and He will fill you to overflow.
Glory to God.
Lord answers prayer. Long, short, loud, quiet. He knows the cry of His children's heart, and He hears and answers. Sister Mary has sent her thanks from the village. She said that God has been answering prayer, and God has been faithful amongst the girls. She says the Lord has been answering many prayers, working out different situations. One girl has given her heart to Jesus. She says in the meeting still, 20 and more girls stay seeking the Lord and looking to Him, and God has been at work. And so we are so thankful for that. And maybe we can take a moment. I don't know if they're in a big meeting tonight or in their bunks or wherever they are. As we heard, God can meet them, whether in their bunk devotions or around an altar in the meeting house. But let's take a moment to thank God for His faithfulness in answering these prayers, but also that He would work three more nights is what's left for the first period. And certainly God is not done. So I'm going to ask my wife if she'd remember these girls tonight in prayer.
Praise you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Father, we glorify your name, Lord God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Father, you heard our cry for these girls.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
And you answered them, Lord Jesus. And we thank you for that, Lord God. Father, we thank you for these testimonies, Father, for the work that you are doing there in the village, Lord Jesus, for these situations, Lord God, that you've given answers, quick answers to, and wisdom to Sister Mary for them, Lord Jesus. We thank you for that, Father, and we thank you, too, for this young girl who has accepted you as her personal Savior. And, Lord, I pray that you will continue to do a great work, Lord Jesus. Father, that she will grow in you each day, and she will desire to know you more and more each day. And as she goes home, Father, I pray that you protect her, Lord. Protect her heart, Lord God. And I pray, too, that she will be a witness for you, Father, in her home and with her friends, Lord Jesus. Let her stand firm for you, Lord God. And Father, we pray that in these last few nights that they are together, Lord Jesus, that your Holy Spirit will fall mightily upon those girls, Lord God. Father, that you fill them with your Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus. Give them the power that they need, Lord Jesus, to go back into the world, to go back home, to go back into their schools, Lord Jesus. Father, we ask that you will continue to do this great and mighty work, and we thank you. We give you all the glory and all the honor. In your name we pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Precious Savior.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus. Praise the Lord. Glory to your name.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. God is so good. Hymn number 201 in the red hymnal, 201. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be the Lord.